Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Continuing with our weekly series of the great companions of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this week we will be learning about a very great companion by the name of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His title was Abu Abdul Rahman. He was born 25 years after our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he passed away a short 7 years after the demise of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the son of Jabal ibn Amr ibn Aus. Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a very knowledgeable, pious, and a very close companion of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His parents passed away before the advent of Islam, and he was brought up in the Banu Salama tribe, living on the outskirts of Medina. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam in the very early stages. He was only 18 years old when the pledge of Aqaba took place. One very special and distinguishing quality of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was that since he accepted Islam, he participated in all of the battles. Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very knowledgeable and went on to become the most learned with regards to halal and haram, his trust and position in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can be understood from the fact that he was sent as a governor to Yemen by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was sent to teach the people about deen and attend to the affairs of the Muslims. Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of the four companions from whom our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recommended others to learn the Quran, and by this he became a teacher of the Quran for many great companions. He remained in Yemen till the demise of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and during the time of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he returned to Medina. A short while after returning to Medina, he expressed his desire to travel to Syria as he wanted to join the Muslim army and attain martyrdom. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu requested Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu to persuade him to stay in Medina so that the people can benefit from him. But he declined this request and made the journey to Syria. In 18 AH, a plague spread in Sham, and Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu fell ill with this plague, passing away at the young age of 38. Some have said that he was only 33, and he was buried in Sham, which is now known as Syria. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of these great companions of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a great amount of reward for their services to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to deen, and give us all the ability to emulate these great companions in every way.